ABC Radio Australia.
A community health organisation in Papua New Guinea is concerned about the growing number of young people dying from sexually transmitted diseases. PNG Business for Health says of the 3,400 deaths from HIV last year, 50% of these patients were below the age of 14, and this is new and worrying. Anne Clark from PNG Bar says the impact of HIV is unprecedented.
So we're seeing something that we haven't seen before. We're seeing young people dying of AIDS-related illnesses, and we're seeing young people becoming infected, and we're seeing young women becoming infected. So it's something that we need to look at in a completely new and different way in the light of sexually transmitted generally. So not only did we talk about HIV, we talked about the many sexually transmitted infections that cause all sorts of illnesses for young women, that drive stillbirths, which drive disability for unborn children. And of course, when women are sick and babies are sick or women are infertile, we see all of the complexities around sorcery-related violence, sexually transmitted infection-related violence and infertility that drives men to find new partners. So it's a very big and complex issue.
I understand you met with some business houses in Port Moresby. What was the feedback like from these business houses in relation to what you had to present to them?
I'm just going through the feedback now, and I'm pleased to say that of all of the feedback, everybody enjoyed something completely different, and everybody thought that someone else's presentation was different and more interesting. So it really is. We presented quite a varied menu of speakers. So we had someone presenting in relation to the global trends and the new innovations in relation to the testing and treatment. We had our friends from UNICEF talking about vertical transmission, and by that we mean the prevention of mother-to-child transmission in Papua New Guinea and the morbidity and illnesses related to sexually transmitted infections by women in PNG. And then we had lots and lots of presentations around the concept of what we're calling triple elimination. And triple elimination is HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis B as three infections that can be prevented with the well-informed and participation in antenatal care. So getting people to understand that it's not just HIV, but that syphilis and hepatitis B are very important life infections that can cause death and disability and illness for mothers and babies. So the processes by which parents and prospective parents, the steps that they can take to make sure that they test and treat for HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis B, and what steps they can take to manage those situations to make sure that they can have a healthy baby.
And do you think that a lot of our people out there, especially our citizens in the country in general, are taking this this news and, of course, epidemic seriously? I'm just trying to recall that we, in the last couple of years, had not enough seen awareness and information going down to, people in the rural areas and especially in the high-risk areas in relation to HIV and AIDS.
Yes, I do agree. But I think to follow that up with HIV has slipped off the agenda. I think over the last 10 years, people have thought that it was something that had sort of gone away. But I'm afraid the number of new infections in the last year are 3, 4, and 5 times what they were when we thought it was at the peak of its worst situation back in 2005, 6, and 7. So last year, we had 11,000 new infections, half of which were within young people. When I first met you in 2007, we were talking about 3,000 new infections in a year, and we were in a panic about that. Now we're seeing 11,000 new infections, and this is still something that requires lifelong management.
And that's Anne Clark from PNG Business for Health speaking there to ABC's Belinda Cora.